It appears likely that the government will heed the calls of the Business Council of Australia to cut the company tax rate to 28.5%. Cabinet ministers and the business lobby say a company tax cut would trickle down to ordinary people in the form of more jobs and higher wages. But will it really mean a big windfall for workers? Economic specialist Stephen Long's been looking at this. He joins me now. So it would seem to make some sense that if companies are paying less tax, they might be able to employ more people?
It does seem to make sense on the surface, Mark, but when you actually look at the Treasury modelling that the business lobbyists have been relying upon, the gains in employment are very, very small. You're talking about 0.05% to 0.09% in the long run, and we're talking many years down the track. And in terms of wages, on the main scenario that Treasury looked at, you'd be looking at an after-tax wage rise of about 0.2%. On another fairly realistic scenario, it might be as low as 0.14% after-tax. So they're very, very small wage rises, and bear in mind they're talking in the long run, in the short to medium term, all of the gains would go to business.
This is really an extension of a much bigger economic argument that's been going on since the Reagan years about Arthur Laffer and his curve and the whole idea of trickle-down economics.
It certainly is. And the interesting thing here is that whilst Treasury has found a trickle-down, it's pretty small. And the other thing that isn't being taken into account here, Mark, is that the Treasury modelling shows that the revenue gains, and this relates to what you were saying, the argument in America all those years ago is that if you cut corporate taxes, you'd boost the economy so much, and income taxes, you'd boost the economy so much that government revenue would increase anyway.
Well, it's not an old, I mean, it's not a dead argument. It's still going on in the current presidential campaign.
Indeed, but the very Treasury modelling that the business lobby has been relying upon does not show that. It says that the gains for economic growth would be modest and the wage gains would be modest and the cut to government revenue would exceed that. And so to remain revenue neutral, government would, it's assuming, have to cut welfare benefits and government services. Those would come immediately and the pay rises, small that they are, would come down the track.
So now we know there's a possible early election coming up. We're saying the government wants to cut this rate. Is that going to be in the budget or is it going to be an election issue? What's the timing of all this?
It looks likely that the government will include in the budget a forecast, a future scenario that they will cut the company tax rate. That looks like it's going to happen. And the argument will be that it's going to boost jobs and growth. I guess the issue is by how much? And that's where the political debate, I think, will lie.
Economic specialist Stephen Long.